Real presence. You ever hear that word, that phrase? Real presence. Presence meaning not gifts, P-R-E-S-E-N-T-S, but P-R-E-S-E-N-C-E. To be present to another, to be present to one. Real presence. We oftentimes use that phrase when we talk about the Eucharist. We talk about Jesus being really present to us in the Eucharist. We say that when we celebrate the Eucharist, that the bread and wine is transformed into the body and blood of Jesus, and Jesus is really present. In the Anglican tradition, we celebrate that in many different ways, and we feel we're receiving the presence of Jesus. And when the Eucharist is complete, the celebration of the Eucharist is complete, we take what was the bread and wine, now the real presence of Jesus, and we place it in this tabernacle. It's a place to reserve the Eucharist if we need to distribute communion during the week or bring it to someone who's sick. But we believe that this bread and this wine is the real presence of Jesus. I'd like to offer, though, a thought this morning that perhaps expands that understanding or perhaps gives that understanding perhaps some more meaning in talking about the real presence. I think one of the great gifts of Jesus was his ability to be really present. To be present to where he was, to be present to those with whom he found himself, to be what Eckhart Tolle and Richard Rohr oftentimes refer to as the now. Being able to be present to the now. To be present to where they are. And when you see the stories and the scriptures of Jesus, so often it is as Jesus is on the way, people, situations, things come before him that he's able to be present to. As a matter of fact, most of what we hear in Scripture has Jesus on the way to something, and this happens on the way. Even today's gospel, Jesus was on the way to Jerusalem, and on the way, he meets these people, and that's the story we hear. So much of what we hear in Scripture is about Jesus being on the way and something coming into his life and his ability to be present to it. Now, I don't know about you. It's probably one of the great gifts of Jesus, but I think I got a long ways to go in developing that gift in myself. The call to not be present oftentimes is so much easier to kind of deal with in our lives. I want to share with you an example of that in my own life, and perhaps by sharing it with you, it can bring some memories or ideas of your experience of perhaps not living into that real presence, to appreciate what real presence is. This past week, my wife Mary had to be in Kentucky, in Louisville, Kentucky. My wife Mary is a senior scientist at bioMérieux. It's a biotech company in Durham. And she and a co-worker were asked if they could go to Louisville for the week and work in this university medical center. They used some of the products that I guess bioMérieux uses, and they needed to go out there and do some experiments with the people in this university. And so she had to leave last Saturday. And we'll be coming home later today. But you have to understand that my wife also, one of her dreams in life is to have her own horse. So the possibility of going to Louisville, Kentucky, horse country, was pretty appealing. And added to that is her co-worker, who she's with, Jenny, is someone who lived in Georgia, moved up here, and actually has 5 horses. And Mary and she have become friends, and they go riding quite a bit. So Mary's the kind of need to ride. But the two of them are going to Louisville, Kentucky. So last Saturday, they had to leave and fly out and get down there and meet with the staff of this medical center. But Sunday they had free, and they went to Lexington, Kentucky for some kind of a horse show event. I'm not sure I'm describing it correctly. But all day Sunday, I was receiving these texts on my phone of pictures that Mary was taking of the various horses and various things going on there. She was really excited about being down there, I could tell. She got to see Cigar, the racehorse Cigar. Mary's not so much into racehorsing as much as she's into dressage and jumping, that kind of horse world. But wherever there's horses, she's happy to be. So she had a great day, exciting day. She said to me, I'll call you later, you know, I'll tell you about the day. This was last Sunday. So last Sunday was Father's Day, and Rebecca and Elizabeth and I got together, and we did some things with some family and kind of celebrated Father's Day. And as the day progressed, I was waiting for Mary's call. So I don't know what time it was. It may have been around 9 or so. I'm not really sure of the time. The phone rang, and it was Mary calling me about her exciting time. Now, let me tell you where I was. So I was here Sunday and went home, and I was doing some things around the house, and had lunch with Elizabeth and Rebecca, and I got a call from Bishop Curry. And he was asking about the next day was a standing committee meeting. As you know, I'm president of the standing committee, and we had an agenda set. And he was asking if we could switch some things around in the schedule, because he had some things that came up in his schedule, and we had to adjust things. So I said, that shouldn't be a problem. And we're chatting and talking about it, and wished each other Happy Father's Day. And I said, I'll contact the standing committee, let them know of this change. He said, that'd be great. So the day goes on. I said, let me kind of get settled here. So I decide to, later on after dinner, to get this email going. So I sit down. I'm watching the U.S. Open. And I get my laptop out. And I can't get online. You ever had that happen? The computer just would not connect. So my frustration level is increasing. And I'm pressing things on the computer I think I'm supposed to press. And I'm probably pressing things I'm not supposed to press. But somehow the computer would not connect. I went upstairs, I'm pulling wires out of the router, I'm not sure what I'm doing, but I'm trying to make this thing connect. So I'm sitting there, it must be an hour or so, keep pressing that button that goes connect, just doesn't connect. I just want to get this one email out, I'm watching the U.S. Open, and the phone rings, and it's Mary. So Mary says, how are you doing? So of course I go right into my thing, I can't get this connected. I'm trying to get an email out. I was talking to Michael earlier today. I got to get this email to the standing committee. And it's a simple email. It's got to get it out, but it's a key email because everyone else is going to need this information about tomorrow's meeting to get there at the right time. Blah, 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 blah. And I can't get it going. All of a sudden I realized, oh, how was your day? It's an exciting day, you know, for Mary. And I'm just not being there. And even as she's talking to me about the horses and what she's seeing, you know, I'm sitting there with a laptop next to me still pressing that connect button, trying to... And she could sense that. She knew my frustration then. So we teased about it, but I wasn't present. That to me is not being present. Here's probably the most important person in my life, and I'm not even able to be present to her. Because I'm just taken with such really not that significant things, getting an email out. But not being able to be present. And we talked about it during the week, kind of teasing each other. Yesterday, she also got to go to Churchill Downs to see that place, and she's on her way back today to arrive. So I'll try to be present to her today. But have you had situations like that in your life? We're not. What'd you say? Every day. That inability to be present. It's a challenge. And when you read the scriptures and see what Jesus is able to do, it becomes even more an incredible thing to see. It really is. Jesus had this ability to be on the way. And on the way, so many transforming things happened. Not that were on his agenda, but came to him. And today is one of those examples. The line that strikes me in the gospel today, there's lots of things we could preach on the gospel today, but the line that strikes me is the line, the idea of he's on the way, along the way. And along the way, all these things happen. It reminds me, just one other story of a priest. I heard the story of a priest who retired from the priesthood. He was 75 years old, been a priest for 50 years. And there's a retirement dinner. And at the retirement dinner, he was asked to share some thoughts about his priesthood and his ministry over the 50 years. And he got up and he said, you know, one of the most frustrating things he experienced as a priest was he had all these hopes and dreams of things he wanted to do, but there kept being these, he called them, interruptions. There were things that came into his plate, whether they were programs of the parish, needs of the parish, individual needs, budgets, programs, things that came onto the plate. And he kept saying, these interruptions are keeping me from what I need to be, what he felt he needed to be doing. He said it took him about 40 years being a priest before he began to realize that those interruptions were his ministry. And some of the most transforming things that happened in his ministry as a priest were those interruptions. His call, his challenge to be present, to be really present. It's a challenge. And it may take me a lifetime. It may take me 50 years of priesthood to figure that out. And in our own lives as well. There are so many things about us But Jesus calls us to be really present. It's why we talk about the Eucharist being the real presence, a reminder to us that Jesus really is present to us. But the significance of that call is that we can be present to each other, to be present to those in our family, to be present to those that we work with, to be present to those in school, to be present to those we care about and love so much, to be present to each other here in this faith community of St. Paul's. And not only just one-on-one being present to each other, but even as a community of faith, can we be present to the needs around us? Can we be present to the poverty, the injustice, the challenges that surround us in our community and in our world? And not be so taken with our own kinds of inner things that we forget that call to be present to the world. So I invite you today as we go forward in this journey together on the way, if we could be present to each other. Present to each other, presence to the world around us. And really, really through that experience, the real presence. The real presence. To remind ourselves of who we are and to remind the world of who God is.